That actually is a good song, though. We can maybe look into that as our theme song.
No. It's about a father abandoning his son.
Oh, I don't really listen to the lyrics. I just like the I don't really pay attention to the words of the song. I just like the tone. And with that, good morning, people out there.
Another thrilling episode of Dad So Hard.
Welcome to
Dad So Hard. Already. I buried that lead.
I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And this is a podcast about fatherhood.
Yep. And
what is this about?
Fatherhood, life, trials and tribulations, the success stories, how awesome we are.
Singers, who have lost their fathers. That's not even the point you were making earlier.
No.
It was singer-songwriters who have had problems with their fathers writing
that
songs.
Wasn't the point I was making. I was just saying I was listening to that song on the way here, and it's very depressing. And then you said we should make it our theme song.
Because I don't
it's
really...
about a father that being a neglectful father.
Literally
the opposite of what we're trying to get across here in this podcast. But he's like, that sounds like a great theme song.
I like music... But I don't listen to words, which is not really like there's songs I really like. But if you actually listen to the words of the song, they're probably terrible. But yeah. I just don't pay attention to the words. I just like the energy of the song.
It's like, well, that's a catchy tune.
It's so good. And it's really depressing. it is the end. We are coming to the end of November, which is the end of Movember, Health Month.
Movember.
Which Movember. Oh, is it Move? Would you say Movember or Movember?
It's literally just pronounced as November with the N replaced with an M.
Oh, I didn't know that. I used to think I called it Movember.
Nope.
Oh, Movember. I guess it's because mustache. What would it be like Movember? Because mustache? You're
no,
it's to wear a mustache?
Yes, but it's just an M to represent mustaches.
Oh, so November, Movember.
Yeah.
Well, we're at the end of Movember. And here at the Dad So Hard podcast, we raised a lot of money for men's health and awareness.
No, so here's the thing. You keep saying that, but you're supposed to do a mustache. You did a beard.
First of all, I don't keep saying, I'm not saying I grew a mustache. And technically, we raised no money this month. So let's
no,
be honest.
I did it because I grow a beard every winter. It's my thing. And then you said, oh, Movember. No.
Well, because it's just in the Movember, I was using it as a segue to get into our beards.
Have either of you had a mustache ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Like for fun.
Okay, but never.
For how many days? How many days have you sported a mustache?
Like 2 days. It was actually this past Halloween because I was Captain Hook.
Oh, okay.
So I do what you like to call the sneak attack. You grow the beard and then
and
just
then
shave
you,
off the beard.
Just for that night.
Yeah. So you're not looking like a rapist for like 4 weeks growing
it's
a mustache.
So interesting. Like mustaches are so out. They're like, you know,
but everyone used to have a mustache in the 70s.
But are they out? But are they out by the age? Like I feel like if I saw
it was a
55-year-old guy with a mustache, would
have
you be
seen any?
No. That's I mean I thing. Haven't.
But it's also like beards. Like no one had beards.
Back in the day.
Not even back in the day, like in the 90s, like early 2000s, no one had beards.
Goatees, I feel like, were the extension of
in
a
the
mustache.
90s.
It became a goatee.
Goatees were the 90s.
Yes. And then
beards were like later to like closer to now 2000s. Yep. Mm-hmm. But like, I remember when I first started working and I would get lazy and grow scruff and I was like, oh, I kind of like this. Mm-hmm. People would be like, you should probably shave that. Like, you look really sloppy. And I would keep it neat. And I was like, fuck it. It was like my big fuck you to corporate America. And I was like, no, I'm going to do
them.
This. And then literally like 2 years later, it was like everyone had beards. And like now I'm looking back and like all the people that told me beards aren't professional. Yeah. Everyone has a fucking beard.
I wonder what the next fad's going to be.
Probably mohawks.
No,
faux hawks were in.
No,
for,
I think
like, in the early. In the
no, I'm talking like 1980 mohawk, dyed pink, spiky,
really spiky.
Yeah, I think that's coming back.
Well, I think we missed it last year. Man buns were a
that
big trend.
A thing,
man buns.
Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't hop on that bandwagon.
Yeah, that's a rough one to be on.
I think
nasal braids.
How about
when
like
your
long hair?
No, when your nose hair grows.
Mullets. Like that's the thing. Like I need things. Actually, no, I don't want things that I like to do for fun, like for laughs, to become popular. You know what I mean? Like a mustache. Oh my god, that's so funny. But then if it becomes popular, then I'm just like everyone else.
That's true. You're
well,
not
maybe
funny
we
anymore.
Should all.
Yeah. Like that was my thing. Like I used to always get like these ridiculous animal T-shirts. And I would wear a ridiculous animal T-shirt out, and it would be like, "Oh, that's funny! Like
those
that's
are, like,
weird."
In now
they're like in.
Yeah,
It's weird.
It's very possible. I would
tie-dye. Love doing tie-dye because it's funny and I stand out. Now tie-dye is like back again. Yeah. You know, it's
Hawaiian
like all the,
shirts.
Hawaiian. That was my other thing.
Your entire life of Hawaiian, being funny is now on trend.
Mm-hmm. But so that here's the thing, though. Here's what I'm starting to understand. I'm a tastemaker.
You really are. That you're doing a podcast now. Everybody's gonna have a podcast in 2 to 5 years.
Yeah.
In two
well,
to five years.
Like we were, like,
we're on the cutting edge
on that, but
not for us. We're on the how many men?
This is episode 24 right here.
I know it's 24. That's we're crazy. Like 6 months in, everybody.
You know what I realized? We have to start doing more than one a week because I need to get to 100. And I can't wait longer than a year. It's going to take 2 years for us to get to 100.
I don't think I can handle this more than once a week.
But I need. Like, we need to do a month where we do one a day just so we can get to 100.
God,
I need
us.
To get to 100.
We'll get
so
there.
I can share 100th episode, or, guys. Yeah.
I could just break them each into 5-minute episodes.
We'll do spurts. We'll do spurts. We're going to start doing part one and part two. Part one and part two. My grandfather did have a mustache growing up, or when I grew up, he had a mustache as he was older. Maybe what we do when we shave our beards, we all
sneak attack mustache.
Do sneak attack mustaches. If we ever have a holiday party, we've been talking about having a dad's sort holiday party. This one is not going on the dates.
We'll have to regroup on that.
But we will figure out. I do think then we'll figure out a day to. Well, why don't we have an online poll?
We might have to do something during the week.
But we'll ask our listeners. Do you think Danny, Daniel, and I should shave our beards and do a week of mustaches or no mustaches? Or how many days? Why don't we let our fans decide?
Yeah. I also just found out that whenever Vinny says this, he's saying, Danny, make an online poll.
Yeah.
Because I've never done that.
Or monitor the inbox. I'm actually just asking.
I never look at the inbox.
First of all, regardless of the online poll, we just need emails. Please email us in. If you're listening, if you're out there, go on Instagram and like a photo. Come on, guys. I know you're there. I see you on the train.
I've been good about that.
I see you on the train. I see you on soccer fields. You come up to me and Danny on the streets. Please send us an email and tell us. We were talking about beards, though, because before we were talking, for all guy listeners, about beard care. And I think we all have different shaving habits for our beards. I use an electric razor because my hair grows in a million directions. So like when I got married, my wife got me that art of shave where they go and they take the big blade into your neck. Ooh. I was like a bloodbath because my hair grows in so many directions. It was like the guy came off and there was not a Cyptic pencil big enough.
That's his fault.
No.
That's just a bad barber.
My mother used to say this growing up is my hair grows in a lot of directions. So the guy's like, you can't.
That's everyone.
I also don't
know.
No,
usually grows like down. You're on your neck. Your men's most hands.
Your neck also wasn't used to a straight razor.
Well, that's probably the other issue.
That's a bad barber. He needs to know
that. I went to that expensive one on Madison Avenue for the rich people.
It's a waste of money. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasted money. So anyway, I use an electric razor and it keeps my. I like it and it's easy. So, but I do my neck. Like once a week, and then I do the length of my beard. I trim the beard probably. No, I do the neck twice a week, trim the beard once a week.
I went through a fad where I was doing single blade, like the safety razors.
Ooh.
The safety blade, you know what I'm talking about? Like the old school ones. Mm-hmm. I mastered it.
Wow.
And I would use it like every day. You get the best shave with that.
Yeah.
It's fucking time consuming. Because you got to take the thing apart, clean it all off. Otherwise, it gets all like molded and rotted.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so I stopped doing that. Well, but it looks nice on my bathroom counter. It looks real nice.
You think that
I got the soap dish.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't use it anymore. I haven't used it in a year and a half.
It looks very masculine. It makes you feel really like a man. Do you have like a little cigar holder next to it too?
I have one coming in the mail.
For your...
Cigars that I don't smoke.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
To sit it in your bathroom next to your...
No, to put in my office.
Oh.
Because I have an office now.
Wow. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put a candle in it.
Get a malt liquor candle.
Yeah.
One that really smells musky.
Yeah.
And this is some Drakkar Noir.
Until someone like knocks on my door and be like, yeah, you can't light candles.
Or smoke cigars.
Or smoke cigars.
For that matter. But your beard is
actually... wearing a velvet robe.
Your beard
slippers.
Is actually now longer than your hair.
That's
almost.
Not true.
It almost is.
That's not true.
It is.
No, I'm growing out my hair.
Yeah. See,
look how long this is.
I
can almost comb it to the side.
Almost, you cannot comb that to the side.
I kind of can.
I think you're the guy who can have a beard longer than the hair in your head.
That's because I usually shave my head.
Yeah, well, yes. Or you have really shitty hair on your head.
Yeah.
How do I say this nicely? You have shitty hair.
I know.
So
it's very thin.
So your beard could be thicker.
Straight.
You could be that guy who has that. There are guys who have really thick beards with no hair.
Vinny, see me in a month.
Okay.
You're gonna be like, wow, didn't know your hair could grow like that.
Let's see it. We're gonna have a mustache and a big head of hair.
Yeah.
And
you're not going to recognize me.
Really?
Come Christmas.
You really think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's see it. Let's see it.
Challenge.
Exciting.
Challenge is on.
I'll still have a bald spot in the back.
We should do it before and after.
I took photos of our beards today, so we will post them so people can see what we're talking about. Daniel himself has what we'll call.
We'll have Danny post it.
Daniel has a baby beard with his pale, with his pasty skin and light brown hair.
I will be in Hawaii in a month, so I'll get nice and tan.
That's my favorite place on earth.
Your pasty skin is going to be called light pasty. You cannot get tan.
We'll see about that.
Danny and I, on our worst days, are like a dark man compared to you.
Let's see.
Look at this.
Look at that.
I am three shades. My crayon color would be brown, and you would be like,
your crayon color would not be brown.
This would be brown. You think this would be a version of brown?
You retard. Are you 100% Italian?
Oh, actually, I am 43%.
Did you do Ancestry.com?
No. I did it. I got 23? It for free, and I did Ancestry.com. You guys are going to love the results. First, I'll tell you my genetics, and then I'll tell you the big surprise.
Look how short my hair is in that picture compared to now. Right?
Let me see. Oh, it was short, yeah. So,
it just grows very slow.
A total segue. You threw me
off. Sorry.
Oh, my ancestry DNA. So my mother is Italian, my father is Irish, and a mix. I actually only came back 20, technically in my DNA profile, I'm 33% my mother and like 67% what do the math there?
Wait, yeah.
57% my father.
No, 33, 67.
It's not necessarily 50-50. Right. Well, according to Ancestry, I am 23% Italian and like 9% Balkan states, which would be my mother. And then my father, I'm 43% Irish, and then like another 10 and 30% like French and
all that stuff
Welsh.
Is a hoax. They're just trying to get your DNA on record.
Correct.
So they can track you.
The Mormon Church just wants to know everything about us.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, it's crazy.
And so that
government,
insurance companies now can use that information against you and your family.
Oh, if they long term, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ancestry.com is going to be like, they're going to be getting sued like Facebook got sued with like the data passing.
Eventually, if they do anything with it. What's the Mormon
They're
Church?
Going to.
Well, no, the reason why they're doing it, if you ever watch
it's
the
like,
Book
and,
of Mormon
and like
on
everyone
Broadway,
has their eyes.
No,
fucking EasyPass.
No, do you know why
EasyPass knows who you are at all times. That's why they got rid of all the tolls.
Do you know really why they're doing it? Now, I don't want to annoy any Mormon listeners because we don't really get into religion, but if you look into the Book of Mormon on Broadway and the Mormon Church, what they do is they are trying to create a database of all people in the world, because in the Mormon Church, when whatever spaceship comes to rescue us from the world, they only take the people who they have found as being like God yearing or whatever it's called, like, you know, the people that are
worthy
that are worthy of going. So in order to do that, they need to have a database of everybody on the planet, which is why they created Ancestry.com first, is the Mormon Church actually gathers all these records.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
The Mormon
Church.
Or
it's something somebody told me at a dinner party that I've made into a fact in my brain.
The Mormon
full
Church's
disclosure,
God
allegedly
travels on a spaceship?
Yeah, if you look into the future of the Mormon Church, isn't there like a spaceship in the Mormon Church? I could be getting Scientology.
It sounds kind of like Scientology.
Fake religions. I could be mixing my fake religions around, but
Mormon is not fake religion.
Oh,
it's
not a fake.
No, it's a real religion, but it is based on some Book of Mormon on Broadway questionable facts.
Well, I feel like you can
sources.
Say that about any religion.
Yes, 100%.
I mean,
so wait,
you ever read the Bible?
Everything's questionable.
Some crazy shit was going on.
Everything's questionable. But let me get
Don't
back
worry, God,
to,
I believe
before,
in it all.
Before we all get hate mail, the most breaking news in my Ancestry.com profile was there's this ability to create like your own. It starts to be like build your own family tree. So you log on and it.
Isn't that what you're paying them for?
No, yes, but you go in and because you can connect to like your DNA matches. So I start to do mine and it's like I put my dad's name, John Dunleavy. I put my mom's name. And then I guess I connected my brother as a sibling to me. And then all of a sudden I look under my dad and it says John Dunleavy, married to Marie Dunleavy, has two children, one boy and one girl. And I was like, a boy and a girl? What? I was like, what does that mean? And I look and I'm like, for some reason, Ancestry.com, when they sent me my DNA results, made me a woman. And I was like, correct. And we all know I already have hormone problems. So I was like, Dad, is there something you're trying not to tell me? So I was like, but then, so after like an hour of me having a panic attack, and I said, Elisa, I go, apparently genetically, I think I'm a woman because it has me as a girl.
Oh my God.
And she's like, what? I go, look, I'm in my profile. And it's like, it says I'm a daughter. And then she's like, and then I go in and apparently though,
you probably just have to click a box.
She's like, it's your DNA. They don't decide what gender you are.
Yeah, DNA doesn't.
I go, she goes, it's XY chromosomes. I go, no, it's your DNA. Because look, it's saying I'm a woman. She goes, no, you idiot. That's your chromosomes. I must have, when I signed up for it, clicked female.
You dumbass.
Not knowing. And so then I just went into my profile and changed me from a woman to a man.
Yeah.
So I'm back to being me, everybody. But for a minute there, I was like, wow, like, I can't believe they figured out that I was a woman.
Ancestry.com cracked the code.
And I asked my dad about it, and he did not remember me being born a woman.
He started getting all red.
I was like, was I dad? I was like, well, because I have my hormone issues, which is a whole nother thing. So I actually thought maybe genetically I was a woman, but I'm not. I'm still a man.
Jesus.
So
good to know. So we could still do this podcast.
Yeah.
And, well, what's funny is, and
we don't have to change the name of this podcast.
And not that I want to promote either of these services because they're on sale, and I don't actually think they're worth.
Well,
the money.
Wait. Are they? Hold on. Let me look through my files. Are they?
They're not a sponsor.
No, they're not a sponsor.
So, but my parents did do 23andMe, and I logged into their accounts, and they're both worthless because they give you what they do is it's cheap to do the first test, and they give you very superficial data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what they do is as soon as you like dig into it and you want more info. $14.99 a month, $52 for this, $125 for this. So like they make their money on their monthly subscriptions.
I'm curious though, did the 23andMe results match what you saw on Ancestry?
Well, weirdly, no. Like my mother, her parents came from Italy, and so in her results, they made it like 43% Italian. But in 23andMe, their whole thing is they link your DNA to like one original person in the world. So they linked my mother to like some
Adam and Eve
to like a woman in Southeast Congo in the 1200s. Like that's where her DNA started. And then eventually went up and through Africa to the Middle East to Italy.
So you're African American.
Who gives a shit? Like, no. Well, if you
look, it's pretty cool.
You can go to college.
It
for
is,
free.
But in my DNA profile, I am purely like England to Italy. Like, there's none of that has passed out. And then my dad's 23andMe. They bring him to like a guy in Finland because essentially the world, like you know, where people like Irish people came from, Norwegian. So everybody has some percent. What?
Pangea.
Pangea, maybe.
Everyone came from place.
Great, but then in order
what Pangea is? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in order to unlock, like, so my other friend at work was like, oh, wait, my girlfriend did this, and she knows all these things about, like, your habits of how you eat and these intricacies they tell you.
Who?
So
23andMe tells you that?
Yes. Well, so I was digging around, and I was like, I did not see any of this shit on my mom's profile. So I'm clicking. You get to this area called health. It's like, find out all this stuff about like what you could be.
Because of your potential health
for
history.
For only an additional $125. Yeah. So they give you enough for you to be curious.
Well, and they have to remain profitable.
I guess, but when you watch that TV
commercial.
Because
it can't just be on client growth.
Correct. It's not just on the one
like
time.
Like they need a business model that's correct. Like they have to have.
But
I've watched enough Shark Tank.
I don't think that's fully disclosed in the TV commercial.
It's not.
I thought you get a good. I just wanted more.
That's like when you buy an app. It's like, yeah, it's free, but then there's all these buy-ins.
But I am an up subscriber. I freely will upsubscribe anything.
Because it's like, easy. They already have your credit card information.
The issue with this is they didn't give me enough. I'm not bought in enough to upsubscribe. So if they would have given me like a little bit of help.
You needed a little bit more
of a taste. I
need a
little bit more, yes. Yes, I need more foreplay.
Yeah.
Need more foreplay for me to finish.
Yeah, you needed like one more than a one-hitter from the drug dealer that was trying to get you hooked.
They've been around enough where they've probably seen that they don't need to make it any more, you know, enticing.
Oh, I'm sure there are a lot
of people. Because they have enough people that are like, yeah, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't believe how many fourth and fifth cousins I potentially match with in the world.
Do you know how many adopted people are just like throwing money at them? Like people that have been adopted?
Tons.
Like that's their market. Like that's their prime market, I'd imagine. Because like I know nothing about my family history. I need to find it out.
I did find a lot. The issue is if you log on, so in my Ancestry profile, I got connected to all these like second and third cousins, but nobody has their real name on it or it's like initials. So you don't know who they are. And it's not like it doesn't link out to Facebook or anything. So it's hard to even get in contact for me to just go, you random person. Says
yeah.
I'm
are you
second
related
cousin.
To me?
Correct. Now we did find,
are you my father?
We did find through the process before I logged on, my other cousin got in contact with a cousin that was an adopt. Like one of my uncles had to give up a baby, so we never knew what happened to the kid, and we found that person found us. So I do have a cousin.
But that they have to have done.
Yeah. So we did, which is interesting, but like, it's interesting. Like for the hot minute that it's like, oh great, we're all adults. How much of a relationship are you going to build? Mm-hmm. Unless I think it'd be interesting if I had a brother or a sister who
you didn't know about.
Yeah, and like that popped up, but it only pops up if they do the test.
Yeah.
Like if they don't do the test, so almost everybody in the world is born and then
that person has to do the test.
Correct.
Yeah.
So like every hospital, like when you're born, these companies, what they should do, if they're listening, here's work a business model. When a baby is born, you should have the parents opt in to 23andMe or Ancestry so that a child is immediately in the database, because then you're actually like creating a real DNA database.
It's like the, like we do, I don't know if you did it, cord blood registry.
We didn't do it.
We did that for both of our kids.
Scam.
Probably is.
Scam.
Probably is, but it's like comforting. They take a piece of the umbilical cord because there's like all these tests and like things that they're saying that they can like regenerate like tissue later down the line. So if they have like some really big health issue, having that cord blood tissue can help to, I guess, help them later on in life if they have like a liver disease or something like that.
And in full disclosure, that is the, when the fear mongering these companies do, that is the message they want you to believe.
Totally.
In reality, it's like one or two diseases that you can only do for the first 4 years.
Yeah.
So, and, totally. And the probability of your kid getting it is like 0.5%. 100%.
A lot of new parents.
But a lot of new parents don't know. So, in the 100%. Panic attack, you're like an extra $5,000.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We're already paying all this money to the hospital anyway. Correct. Fuck it.
But it's like,
it's like the same thing with like life insurance.
Oh, it's all fear mongering.
It's like,
say,
hey, you might get hit by a bus tomorrow. You know, it's like, oh shit, take all my money.
Yeah. I would have done it if they showed me the positive results of, okay, where are the stories where this is actually where? Give me the
but
situations where I'm going to benefit.
Here's why they're so
don't.
Successful
they
because
out.
It's
they
now,
you.
It's all the unknown. The unknown fucking is scary.
Yeah, but cord blood can only help in like two diseases.
All right, but it's like to, but they, their whole pitch is there's all these additional things that potentially it can help. And you're like, yeah, I'll
I know,
sign
but
up for
the,
that potential.
Right, but that's the fear mongering. They're like, 100%. Don't go, keep your kid in a bubble. I know. That's why people like antibacterial their entire kid and put them in a bubble.
Yes.
And then your kid gets the flu at 7 years old and dies because they've never had a disease.
100%.
It's terrible.
Hey, I'm hook, line, and
you
gotta
let your kids, let your kids get sick. It helps their immune system. A non-sick child is the worst thing you could do as an adult. You need to build antibodies. That is our health PSA on the Dad's Word podcast.
Did I tell you my kids had Coxsackie like
two,
3 weeks
ago? You did. Have they stopped coughing?
Yeah. They're better now.
Oh, worst. My kids just have what I like to call aggravation disease.
Oh, yeah?
They are literally now. I was talking to Danny about holiday stress earlier. So this is the time of year. We celebrate two holidays in our house, Hanukkah and Christmas. And Hanukkah, for the past few years, has coincided with Christmas, which has made it feel like one holiday. This year, Hanukkah is like 4 weeks early. So now I'm getting between Thanksgiving.
Is it Hanukkah now?
Hanukkah starts next weekend. And then there's another break, and then there's Christmas. So there's like these pulses of just more stress of like a pain in the ass shopping for toys and everything else. But on top of that, it's like I'm about to go on Amazon to make a purchase. I have my cart full of stuff. I go home, and then my kids want to yell and scream, beat the shit out of each other. It'd be a nightmare. And then I have to sit there and go, do you want me to say buy now with one click on Amazon? Because I'm not going to. And it is like the most aggravating thing. But the stress level between, because work is not, it's really the idea that like you want to make your kids happy. And then you look at them and you're like, you're making my life miserable right
do,
now.
Do you
and
do,
it's like level 10.
Do you do, what's the thing that they do for Hanukkah? It's like Elf on the Shelf, Mensch on a bench.
Mensch on the bench. We have a Mensch on the bench.
Do you do that?
Yes, we have a Mensch on the bench.
Do you move him around every day?
No, we don't move him around.
Is he supposed to?
By us doing them, it means we own them and they're on a shelf.
Oh, they don't move?
Maybe once a week. Only because our kids play with them and the dog gets it.
No, you're not supposed to touch them. They lose their magic.
In our house, we've already disbanded that the magic lives on even if you touch it. Because our kids have already, the elf lost its hat. They throw them around back and forth. The idea is that these things are watching you like a hidden camera and then reporting back to Santa or the Jewish gods what you're
so
doing.
So Elf on a Shelf comes. You give him a name.
Mensch on the bench.
On the bench. Yeah.
Elf on a Shelf comes. You give him his name. So you give him a unique name. That's when he gets his magic. Then every night he goes back to Santa to report if you're good or bad. And he comes back in the morning in a different place. You can't touch him. If you touch him.
No, only on holidays.
Just from the end, the day after Thanksgiving till Christmas Eve.
Hey, you guys, do you move yours around like real seriousness?
Yeah, well, the last 2 days, Mary Jane was like, you forgot to move the elf. You forgot to move the elf. She's like, maybe you need to do a reminder. And I was like, no, I'll remember it. And then yesterday I forgot again. She's like, I think it's time for you to put
what
a calendar reminder.
What does that mean? It's just,
that means he went back to Santa help, and then he came back.
It's to help make them feel like they're real. I mean, this is people get, there's stories of people, they go outside
Brady,
their house and TP their house and put the elf in the tree.
That's going to be me. Because so Brady won't touch him now because the first day Brady, Like, I went in the bathroom, and he was hanging from the TV. Yep. Brady climbed up, got him down, and brought him over to me, and he goes, I got tracks, because his name is Trax. And I go, no, he lost his magic. And he
cried.
Brady was like freaking out, and he was like, I'm not bad, I'm not bad. So then I was like, I'll try to give him his magic back. I gave him his magic back. Put him back on the TV.
How exactly did you give him the magic back?
I went.
You gave him a back rub?
I can't wait to have kids.
So then, like, the other day, like, he was on a paper airplane. So I was like, oh, he must have got a late start. He had to take an airplane back. And he crash landed on the dining room table. This morning, he's reading all of Brady's dinosaur books. Yeah.
I'm a terrible parent. Ours is on the shelf.
So I'm
going to
have him parachuting in one day.
We don't even have a name for ours.
And now Brady won't touch him.
Good.
He's worried about him.
Vinny, you have the oldest. So does your daughter still believe in Santa?
Yeah.
She's seven?
They do. Yeah, she's seven. Yes.
She's probably only got like 2 more years.
I probably believe she knows there's not a real Santa.
She's
but
probably
still
getting suspicions.
Santa. I think she's probably an adult. Where
it's going to be kids at school.
I mean, I believe
that's
in
always
the idea of Santa.
Or I want to know who's patient zero of the kids at school that tell them
it's someone
with
who has
older
siblings. Sibling yeah. Or with cousins. Or
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like the kid.
I
thought it was the kid whose parents aren't around, smoking cigarettes in second grade, and is like, my parents don't even know about the holidays.
For me, 7 or 8, I started having suspicions. Because I found gifts from Santa in the attic, and my mom was like, no, that's because Santa is so busy, there's so many kids in the world, he stops certain places early for kids that got a lot of gifts and drops them off.
You just
so I was like, wow.
In our house, all of our Christmas presents and Hanukkah are currently getting wrapped, and they're in the corner in our guest room, and our kids go in and see them, and they're going to look exactly the same way under the tree, to where like Santa dropped them off early.
Where's the magic?
In the Dunleavy household, there's none. None.
But then I remember when
we make our kids happy. We try to make them happy. They're really happy.
I feel like I told this story before when I was in fourth grade. So I guess I was like 9. It was uncovered that one girl still believed in Santa. Mm. And everyone was making fun of her. Danielle something, I remember. Like, I forget what her name was. It was Danielle. So everyone was making fun of her. And I joined in, of course, because I'm not going to be a loser not making fun of someone. Because
you're a bully. Yeah. It's not that you don't want to be a loser. It's like, I was the bully. I joined in because I was the bully.
Then as soon as we stopped making fun of her for believing in Santa, I like silently went in a corner and was like, Santa, I still believe. I just didn't want to get made fun of.
I can't.
My cousin is one of three boys, and he was the oldest. And his two younger brothers knew before him.
Really?
He was in sixth grade.
Whoa!
And his parents had to tell him.
They told him?
They're like, you know.
What year is this? He doesn't watch TV?
That's probably because he just kept asking for like obnoxious things. And they're like, fuck this. Santa's not real.
We used to go over there. He was like 12 and 13. His brothers were younger than him. And he used to be online on that Santa tracker on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now he's over India. He'll be here soon, guys.
I forgot about that thing.
There is a good Santa believer movie. So Netflix, because we watched this over the holidays.
Oh, the one with Kurt Russell?
The one with Kurt Russell.
Is it good?
It's phenomenal.
I
want to
watch it.
You would love it.
Yeah, it looks like action packed.
I watched it on the third time my kids watched it, and I sat down and watched it and thought, oh, I can
see
why they
like
want to watch.
Both, it's not for
both my kids.
All right, I gotta watch
it. I'd say Shane is 4. It held his attention. Emily is 7.
Wait,
perfect
time out.
For a 6 to 8
real
year
quick
old.
On the same topic, have you received the synopsis holiday TV schedule yet? They send one out every year and I haven't gotten it yet. It's like
subscribe.
For all you parents out there, Synopsys Media gives it's like for us in like the ad business, it gives all like ad market updates. But every year around Christmas, they send in like late November, early December, they send a TV schedule for all like Christmas and holiday TV movies, what channel, a TV guide. It's phenomenal, but I haven't gotten it yet. I'm going to find it and I will post that out.
I don't subscribe
anymore.
Because
it's awesome. That TV guide is awesome.
We tried to watch the Rockefeller tree lighting last night.
Oh, yeah.
My kids had zero interest.
Yeah. You got out of the city okay with it?
I've left it early.
Yeah.
But then I realized the show, the music acts were like terrible.
Do they still do like. Was it Pentatonix?
Pentatonix
always. the acapella band. I have a love hate relationship with them because it's too much. Right. Acapella is too much.
The girl,
but they are so talented.
They really are. But right the what they were wearing last night, Emily was like, "What is she wearing?" I go, "The girl looks like a giant eggplant in like either a balloon costume. I don't know what they went to a look where they were like trying to." They were a boring acapella group, so then they all decided to dress like in like a like their YMCA. Like they all have totally different looks for
like
a band.
People, yeah, we'll try to get the Pentatonics on the show.
Kelly Pickler, they're all like they're
friends of the program.
Yeah, they're friends of the program. Kelly Pickler, like these are all like got people who have won I think reality shows 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's all people from The Voice.
Yeah, there was a couple, yeah,
basically.
Okay, there was a couple country western singers. I didn't recognize anybody, and we went to bed, and my kids did not care about seeing the tree lit.
Yeah.
So,
man,
that
there is no magic around the holidays.
No, but they like. But I'll give you. Should I give you a little spoiler about that holiday? I don't even know what the name of the show is on Netflix. It keeps popping up.
Don't spoil. Queue. Don't spoil.
No, it's called. But the point. Yeah. It's some Christmas something with Kurt Russell. Point of it though is there is a group of kids and one family in particular that are known as believers, and there happens to be one son who is not a believer, and so the premise of the show. Is
trying to make him believe.
How does he become a believer? I will
the
not
Christmas
tell you.
Chronicles.
The Christmas Chronicles. That's it. It is worth watching. But
that sounds like
whether or not he becomes a believer is the
sounds
is
like the plot of the Elf on the Shelf movie.
There is no Elf on the Shelf movie.
Yeah, it's like a half hour special.
Oh, there should be an Elf on the Shelf movie.
There is.
Oh, but we also have and there is a third
we have
thing.
Brady
we have.
Watch it.
Not only do we have an Elf on the Shelf and a Mensch on the Bench, we also have a Bubby.
What's that?
A Bubby is a Jewish grandmother Veronica.
Oh, no. So I thought you were stealing my idea because remember I told you I want to make one of these things for Easter?
Oh, you wanted to do the Easter. We had a name for it.
Yeah,
we came up with a whole name. Yeah. We'll have to get back to our fans on that.
Yeah. But that's been copyrighted by us, so you can't do it.
Well, unless anybody out there is a toy investor who wants to help us out, we got a big idea. It's a big idea.
Like the funny bunny or something?
No, it was like the egg and the bunny or something. It was like the. It was like the bunny on the bench.
No,
the bunny
it rhymed with bunny or rabbit.
I don't rabbit on the rabbit.
No,
the buzzer rabbit.
Whatever. It's rabbit. Our idea. Don't steal it. We'll sue you.
So wait, no. The bubby is the mensch on the bench. The mensch on the bench's
wife
is the bubby.
What does she do?
Make sure the mensch is happy.
Oh, they sit together though on the bench.
Yeah. There's no real bench. It's my shelf. Yeah. She just like entertains.
Oh, they
him.
Don't have a bench. The shelf is the bench.
No, he comes in a box with a like the elf on the shelf comes in a box. The mensch on the bench came in a box with a cardboard bench, but then you just throw it out.
Oh, okay.
It should have actually came. If it came with a plastic bench, that would be cool.
Yeah.
It does not come with a plastic
bench.
That
way he's always sitting on a bench. What if you don't have shelves?
Now he's just a mensch. Now we just have a Hanukkah mensch.
The mensch just roaming the house.
I know.
Well, I guess the elf isn't always on a shelf. Whatever.
I mean, yeah. Well, now they have. So I went to FEO Schwartz. Shout out if you were in the New York City area. Great activity.
Bunny on his tummy.
Bunny on his tummy. but for anybody who is looking for something to do with their kids in the city, I would highly recommend the new FAO Shorts in Rockefeller Center.
Oh, yeah. I saw you posted.
There is a line.
You know what
we'll
do? Let's stop it there. Maybe next week we'll do like things you need to be doing this holiday season. Because I had a few things written down. We didn't get to them because I feel like we bullshitted the whole
episode. I think we
could
do that. Listen, every week we go in with a plan and we don't even talk about what we want. So,
next weekend, we're going to get a little teaser.
And if we don't,
it's going to be all things you need to do holiday season. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you name the holiday, we got you covered.
Yes, we'll do that.
And Rosh Hashanah.
And in the meantime, go to FAO Schwartz, but there's a line. But
because it just opened. Yeah,
but there's a good reason. There's a controlled flow.
We'll tell you. Well,
all you need
there
to know
is the tease
and more.
Jesus.
Anyway, Danny, if I'm in my car right now listening to this podcast, going, "Wow, these two guys—they're
awesome,
hysterical."
Yeah,
I wanna be part of it. I wanna write in. I wanna experience them when there's no more episodes to listen to. What can our fans?
Oh, I'll tell you how they can do it. They can find us on Instagram or Facebook at Dad So Hard Podcast. Find us on Twitter at Dad So Hard Pod. You can email us. dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. You can call my cell phone. No, I'm not going to give you that. You can write us snail mail.
You could buy a t-shirt and wear it and then have people ask you,
where'd you get that?
Mean?
What is that? Yeah. You dad so hard? What does that mean?
That's awesome.
Is that sexually provocative? No, it's a podcast.
And if you write us in, there were, you know, somebody could win a T-shirt.
Yeah.
You don't know. We don't know for why.
Or we can
what.
Mention you, and then you can ride this wave to famousness with us.
And if you're a dad with a lot of kids with a point of view and may want to be on air.
Maybe we'll get you on here. Who knows? We tried doing the interview thing, and then we forgot about doing it.
I did meet a couple more people who I'm in conversation with.
With it for interviews?
Yeah. So we're lining up big things in 2019. I don't think it's going to happen this month because it's holidays, but big, big plans.
Listen to this.
Listening.
Oh, actually, no, I can't announce it yet. Well, maybe announce it next week.
Sneak peek, everybody.
A lot of things happening next week.
A lot of plans in the works. Good night.
All right, peace.
Good night and good luck.
Thanks for listening.